This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will begin today with a diary entry of sorts, a note for you to make in your calendar, because this week has the whiff of big economic news about it. The Federal Reserve, as you might have heard elsewhere, meets on interest rates tomorrow and Wednesday. And while one presupposes what Chair Jay Powell and the gang are going to do on rates at one's own peril, there are murmurings among those who know that even if they don't actually cut interest rates at this coming meeting, the Fed is going to be giving some pretty broad hints about its intentions in the statement they issue after every gathering. We will do a dramatic reading or something on the program Wednesday if they do give any of those big clues. We learned today that FedEx is going to be expanding its footprint in rural America in a big way. The shipping giant is teaming up with Dollar General to offer package services at more than 8,000 different locations around the country by the end of next year. It's indicator number 3 zillion of how intense the competition is getting for your online dollar. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
Cindy Chisholm lives in rural Mississippi, where the nearest FedEx ship center is in Meridian.
And that's over 30 miles from us.
Driving to the local Dollar General would be a lot easier. It's only 12 miles away. Chisholm says she prefers getting deliveries at home, but thinks many of her neighbors would rather pick up packages in town.
A lot of them don't like opening their doors for people, and a lot of them work and are not at home all the time.
For FedEx, shipping to retail stores will save miles on trucks and hours of labor, says John Rand, a consultant with Life at Retail.
Having easier and less expensive ways to get things to be shipped through their system makes a lot of sense.
For its part, Dollar General is trying to break into online retail. It's about to let customers order online and pick up at the store. Analyst Camilla Yanishevsky with CFRA Research says down the road,
they can use FedEx's distribution network to deliver their own products.
Dee Davis is president of the Center for Rural Strategies. He lives in Whitesburg, Kentucky, where a sign heading into town says
1,532 friendly people and two grouches.
He says more people coming in to do their online business could help Dollar General's brick and mortar sales.
And at the same time, they're there where they can make impulse buys.
And if you're wondering who those grouches are, it's a rotating position. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.